Track 1.46.
So, when I get to Jakarta, what should I do?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I left Indonesia about 10 years ago and, well, it's probably all changed now.
So, yeah, I think we'll just get a taxi from the airport to the hostel.
You could, but if you want to save money, I think there's probably a bus service.
I suppose so. Is that what you did?
Well, I was going to Jakarta to work, so someone met us with a car and drove us into the centre of town.
So, what was it like when you arrived?
Oh, it's something I'll never forget. You know, this was the first time I went somewhere that was completely different, the other side of the world. I remember we had a pretty bad flight. There was a long delay at the airport because there was something wrong with the plane. And we had quite a lot of turbulence. And as we were landing, I remember thinking, is this all a big mistake? But no, as soon as we got off the plane and I felt how lovely and warm it was, I began to feel much happier. I loved it there. I'm sure you will too.
And so once you were away from the airport, what did you see?
Well, the first thing I saw was a traffic jam.
Oh, no.
Yes, and a traffic jam that was much noisier and longer than in this country. And a storm.
Oh, no, really?
Yes, quite often in the spring, the rainy season, there's suddenly a storm with heavy rain and lightning, and you just have to run for the nearest building. For me, it was exciting, though. I expect you'll love it, too.
You must have so many memories of your time there.
Yeah, I do.
Did you write them down? You know, do a blog or something?
No, I didn't have an internet connection in my apartment.
Or a diary or something like that?
No, I never did.
That's a pity, but you seem to remember it pretty well.